One, two.
We also have power, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Please enjoy the Elves of Silvery Hill. Come on now.
Thank you.
Tommy, what I wanted to do was to meet you all at the door when I was sweeping up. That's what I was doing 40 years ago.
You've got to sweep up afterwards.
Yeah, it's right. It's reserved, that.
Anyway. So we're continuing the... why is this whistling?
So the sound check's finished.
Thank you.
strength when you pray, when you're talking to your God. Say hi for me, Jesus. It's man, I know he should just be there. Just to see you. So beautiful.
Just a man who knows just what to do.
Cheers.
I hope you recognise the typical song of the elves.
Oh, have we got any wetsuits in elf size?
It's the dwarves!
Thank you. a long time since I played it. I think it was in 1973, many years ago. How old was I
actually? Some people stole something. I was doing the other time. This is another Tom Bollinger number. Hey Tom, how's it going?
His name is Tom Bollinger. I thought he better know that because he likes drinking Bollinger champagne.
acoustic songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. for the Elves of Silbury Hill. Come on now. What a nice way to spend a Friday afternoon, eh? How fucking fantastic was that? And I said to the few that were here earlier, who are even hipper than those of you who've just turned up during that, that, you know, people are going to turn up here at 7, 8 o'clock. They're missing the whole point, really. Well, they're not. They're going to be here for the end of the show. But the whole point is to recreate a kind of a atmosphere as it would have been 40 years ago, with a few stalls, this, that and the other, people just milling around, chilling out, having a good time. Now, I think they deserve a massive round of applause for achieving that. But let me say this first. They've achieved it. They weren't allowed to do what they could have done, because of course 4 years ago, you didn't have health and safety, did you? I think it's fair to say that if they had health and safety 40 years ago, there would have been no Hawkwind. For a start, you can't fucking smoke in the building. How would that have worked? You know, they wanted to have the big incense burners to get everything going, but of course they weren't allowed to do it. So ladies and gentlemen, for creating on a Friday afternoon such a lovely atmosphere, for Chris and Dave and everybody backstage, give them a massive round of applause, all right? I was still over there watching, and I've got to be honest, you're not interested, and why should you be? I've had a shit couple of months, and I was still over there for the first time in weeks. I was smiling my face off, ladies and gentlemen. It's just brilliant, isn't it? Now, let me tell you what's happening. A few people out there have said there's no programme, we don't know what's happening. The reason for that is because we don't fucking know what's happening, all right? It's Hawkwind's 40th birthday, for fuck's sake. What do you want? Alright, but here's roughly what's going to happen, okay? We're going to have a little DJ set now. Only, of course, we're not, because the hippie on the stage is going to talk and talk and talk for hours. Then we're going to have Tosh. Now, that's an acronym. Who knows what that stands for? You're all saying it at different times. I can't understand. Now, of course, it stands for Technicians of Spaceship Hawkwind, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that is the Roadies band. But by special invite only, can various people like Dave and that come on stage. So we're going to have a little bit of a play with them. Then at 5:45, we've got Matthew Wright turning up for question time, all right? Now, those of you who don't know about that, more about that later. Then after that, a bit more DJing, of course. And then at 8:15, ladies and gentlemen, Hugh Lloyd Langton! And then at 9:30, Hawkwind. Okay, now just a little bit else. If you're hungry, there's a guy over there doing food. Now, A, he's not very busy at the moment, so if you want to go and eat, go and order food now. Because he has to take the order from there to the kitchens which are over there. Come back, then your order turns up, and I've just eaten myself. It's delicious. 10 minutes later. So if you're hungry, I'd go now before it gets busy. There's a guy over there. At some point, we're going to have a raffle. When you got your goodie bag when you came in, there's a raffle ticket in there. Hold on to it. We're going to have a raffle for that. We're going to have Pass the Parcel. Hang on now, it's sold out. They've got one fucking parcel. And when I run market parties, they cry. If they take a sheet off and they don't get a present, they cry. I don't want any tears, all right? One parcel amongst 800 people. So just if you're disappointed, I'm sorry. Get over it, all right? And then we're going to have we've got a present exchange. If anybody has bought presents, exactly. Find somebody else has, and we're all going to swap presents. All right, I'm going to leave you alone, I'm going to finish my dinner, and we'll see you in about 10 minutes for Tosh, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. Thank you.
How long was that?